So full-time score from London Road, Peterborough 2, Mansfield 0, and their final thoughts now from Jason Harrison.
Yeah, for about 87 minutes you thought that Mansfield were going to get a point here, and usually at London Road it is a point that you would be very pleased with, because it's always a tough place to come, no doubt about that, and Peterborough still looking to get into the playoffs. It was always going to be a very, very tough afternoon, but Mansfield looked like they'd weathered the storm a little bit. First half I thought they played well in their 4-4-4-5-1 formation, it turned out to be in the end. The back four looked particularly solid, Jason White looked good as well, and Mansfield were creating stuff going forward if they weren't having any real final products once more, which is a huge problem. And although it was Peterborough that went in at the half-time stage with the two best chances, with two headers from Richard Futcher and from Ben Futcher, I should say, and from another player as well, I can't remember at the moment, but you thought that Mansfield could go on and get something from this, at least a point. Unfortunately, as you heard from Billy Dearden there, well, he had to make changes at half-time. Simon Brown with a hamstring injury, Asa Charlton with a knee injury, and usually having to make changes like that at the best of times that could disrupt a team, when you've got the huge injury list that Mansfield's got at the moment, well, it was catastrophic, because it meant a 3-5-2 formation that Mansfield just never got to grips with, as a back four, a very solid back four, turned into a very flaky back three. Add that to the fact that surely Peterborough got a flea in their ear from Darren Ferguson, their boss, at half-time. They came out all guns blazing, and it just looks as the game was going on that Peterborough would nick it, although the Stags were holding out and using a bit of luck sometimes, and there was a bit of poor finishing from Peterborough that meant that ultimately it was going to be 0-0, and that's how you thought. And then the final 3 minutes, really, a weak shot let in by Jason White from the near post. He'll be very, very disappointed with that. Knowing Jason very well indeed, he'll beat himself up with that one. Hopefully he will learn from that and become stronger. But the fact was then, after that, the Stags fell apart, and it was just a simple cross from the right-hand side, a simple header from Alan White to put the ball in net, make it 2-0, and bring it a winless run of 6 games for Mansfield Town, really it's struggling to find out where it's going, because injury lists are getting worse for Mansfield Town. Billy Dearden's thinking of Chris Wood, who's out on loan at the moment, the youngster. He's out at loan at Ilkeston Town. He might be brought in to the fold now because of the problems that are going on, and it's a case over the next few days finding out who's going to be long term injured here for Mansfield Town, and find out what sort of team we can put out against Rochdale on Saturday. That is the big concern, that is the big worry, that Mansfield will really be struggling to put out a team on Saturday. It's a strange injury situation, and it really all has come at a bad time for Billy Dearden, but you must have to say the size of the squad has come back to hurt Mansfield at this time of the season.
Jason, I have to tell you that if Billy's around, I did actually buy myself a shirt at the weekend, so I'm up and ready to go. Interesting enough, and I do want to keep you just for 2 or 3 minutes, because it's always great to hear the thoughts of people across Mansfield, Ashford and Bowles, over a lot of those that have just heard your commentary as well. I mean, because obviously some of us cannot see the game that didn't go. Young Balding played well up front. I think we're unlucky to lose. Your comment on that?
Yeah, Rory did okay when he came on, and then he got moved back into a midfield position, which was a bit alien to him, as you heard Billy say, when he brought Martin Gritton on, Barry Conlon up front, and I think he was a little bit disappointed with that, to be honest, and he did look a bit of a live wire. Michael Balding looked okay on the left, although when in the second half he was asked to do defensive duties, he looked very, very uncomfortable. There were some plus points in there today, which is a lot more than we could say for Saturday, so that is some sort of improvement, definitely. But as we know, Rochdale on Saturday, the Stags have to be on their full mettle. We don't like playing Rochdale, and it's going to be another tough game at the weekend. At least we don't have Steve Parkin to worry about this time.
Mansfield need to find some way to score. I don't think they look like scoring. The lads don't look like scoring. Not even sure Billy Dearden expects them to score.
Well, yeah, it's not just that as well. It's a case of creating the chances and the opportunities. Barry Conlon didn't look great again this afternoon, it has to be said. Martin Gritton, when he came on, didn't really offer anything. And it's frustrating, the fact that we saw them at the start of their spells at the club, and they look really good. And I'm sure they are really good players, and for whatever reason, it's just not clicking in there. We've also now got to have Michael Balding. Well, why not try him up front for a game? See what he can do. He's been crying to the boss to try and do that, and say, look, give me a chance up front and I'll show you what I can do. So there are other options there. Simon Brown as well has been disappointing on his goal tally, and he's admitted that. So there's a lot of good players. The thing is, there are a lot of good attacking players at Field Mill. For whatever reason, they're not firing on all cylinders at the moment. When the ball goes to them, they're not having the shots. I mean, we had Matt Hampshaw 25 yards away from goal. I think that was probably the first real effort on goal that we'd had in the whole game. And again, that came in the last minute of stoppage time. We had no shots troubling at Steve Phillips in the Bristol Rovers goal on Saturday. And at Wrexham, we had to wait until the last minute before we troubled the keeper at that game as well. So there is clearly this problem at the moment. And it's a strange one. And it's something that if I'm Billy Dearden, well, I'm glad I'm not Billy Dearden in this situation, because he's just trying to put square pegs into round holes between now and the end of the season, because there quite clearly aren't the players around that he can put into those positions.
Jason, final point, and I know you're very busy, so I'm just going to make this one to you. Lots of texts come in, and we literally get hundreds. You know what it's like, people always voicing their opinions here at Mansfield on a 3.2. I like this one. And I do get the feeling I have to mention this too often. It always seems you're mentioning ex-Mansfield Town players scoring for other people. Why do we always get rid of them, and who's going to start scoring for us?
It's a fair point, isn't it? When you look back at some of the players that have gone, well, there's one thing that's always in common. These were players that were reared by Billy Dearden, and this is why I think we still have to keep the faith with Billy Dearden. He's done it once. Remember when he took over back in 1999, when the squad was decimated. He had six players. I think we went to Brighton on the opening day and got absolutely mullered on the opening day, and you just didn't think that there was any way out of it for Mansfield Town. It took Billy a while. I think it took him a while to have to win over a section of the support, because the football was pretty much like it was at the moment. But he built it and built it. And it's a point now we've got to wait with him for 2 years, I think, two seasons or so. Keep Billy on board. Get him building this youth team together, because he's shown in the past that he's capable of doing it, because there is one thing that all Stags fans agree, that promotion team that was built up by Billy Dearden and continued by Stuart Watkiss was one of the finest Stags sides we have seen at Field Mill for a long, long time. And we haven't seen anything of that quality ever since. And I think Billy has the quality to do it. He's proved he can do it. And that's why I think we should stay with it. And although it does look bleak at the moment, we've been here before and we've come out the other end before.
Thank you, Jason.